This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know how we sometimes ease into the broadcast week? Not today. We are so loaded. Welcome, everybody. The United States and World of Health Talk Radio kicks into gear. Another week of broadcast healing. Super Don, making it sound so good. We got Randy on the board today. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Super Don, sometimes we just kind of roll out or out of bed. Not together, but you know what I mean. Yeah. You're on the West Coast, I'm on the East Coast a little later in the day, and we just kind of
Do? Yeah, I'm more of the rolling out of bed scenario, because you're already been
it's
up,
midday.
And you've probably
midday.
Gone and worked out, went shopping, and had a sandwich.
Yes, took the kids out, whatever we got to do. But, well, the Ebola thing's still happening. And there's some strange news about it. But let me give you a briefest of overview. Of course, every broadcast Sunday, the first day of the week for us, is now a Sacred Fire of Liberty Sunday, because Jonathan Emore joins us in the second hour to co-host. And that's going to be terrific. We've got we've got Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty talking about how government is getting in the way of the cure for Ebola, much less the prevention. And in addition, we've got Dr. Charles Simone. He's going to give some his perspective on what to do and the concerns for transmission. That's coming up. But this hour, rocking the health world with us at the bottom of the hour, is Thinking Moms Revolution's Lisa Joyce Goes, the Reverend. The healing ministry is on this hour. And she took on Ronan Farrow and just handed his aspirin to him on this issue of vaccines, autism, etc. We're going to do that today as well. But first and foremost, Ebola, of course, on our minds. Not like we want it to be on our minds, but you can't escape it in the mainstream media broadcast news, can you?
It's everywhere you go, every station that you turn on, every newspaper you pick up, every magazine. It's, you know, it's a media blitz. But, you know, it's funny because you and I were talking, and I've gotten over my head explosion from last week.
Yeah, you were very upset about that. We had to cover this every day.
Yeah, look, it gets the best of us sometimes. Mm-hmm. But look, Ebola's still there.
Yep.
They still don't know what they're doing. You're going to be okay as long as you take preparations and don't worry about it. Life's too short. There you go.
Right. As long as you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my feeling is you're going to be okay. But if you go to the mainstream media, you'll realize their perspective on it is a little bit different than ours. I know, big surprise, right? Right. If you go to the Post and Courier, there's a guy named David Slade. No, not David Spade. David Slade, whoever this guy is. And he's playing the pharmaceutical meme. He's looking to get rewarded handsomely when he's thrown out of the media for being a shill. Yes, I said it, shill for Big Pharma. What is his solution? Well, understanding the risk, this is the headline, understanding risk. Stop worrying about Ebola and go get a flu shot.
No.
The answer to any question about your health is go get a flu shot.
Yeah, that's interesting, because last week we saw the exact same message coming from Los Angeles County.
Yeah, Los Angeles County area physicians were all saying, yeah, stop worrying about Ebola, get a flu shot. At least you can do is help us out. Get a flu shot. Help us out. It's like they're starving. They're hungry. Give us some food. Give us a crumb. get a flu shot, right? This is, again, another insane level of a medical psyop, if you will, to argue that a flu shot, which doesn't even work for preventing the flu, whatever that may be, is somehow going to be able to prevent Ebola. Well, no, they're not saying that, but they are, but they're not. They're saying that if you just get a flu shot, because, listen, we know it's likely, it could be, it might be, that people are going to be flooding the ERs this winter season in the Northern Hemisphere, fall and winter, right? Because of respiratory distress, because of fever, because of coughing. And we don't want you to think it's Ebola. So go out and get a flu shot so that when you come into the ER, we can ask you the question, hey, did you get a flu shot? And you can say yes. And then what would be the logical
still have the flu.
Yeah, what would be the logical outcome? You know, if they're saying it's good to get the flu shot so that when you come to the ER with these symptoms, we'll know what? Oh, that it can't be the flu, then it must be Ebola.
Yeah, and I just, I really hadn't thought about this, but this has all the makings of being just a crazy flu season because everybody's going to think they've got Ebola. And if they take this guy's advice and they get the flu shot and then they have a fever, the people who don't get it are going to go, oh, my God, I got the flu shot. I must have Ebola.
Right, exactly. And that's what concerns me here. Because, you know, here's another reason why you do not want to get a flu shot. Besides the fact that 25 micrograms of mercury is not a good prophylactic method for any kind of ailment, illness or disease, including a viral infection. Have you had your flu shot yet? This guy asked. The flu, by some estimates, kills about 36,000 people each year in America alone. That right there tells you that this whole article, editorial, is a lie, an outright fraud and lie. Because the 36,000 number we've addressed many years ago here, and it's a completely made-up number. It has no basis in reality. None whatsoever, but it's still being quoted by pundits in the mainstream media to frighten you from the wrong thing. You should be frightened of the flu shot legitimately. Not even the flu should frighten you, because I've said it so many times over the years here. You don't have to catch the flu. You can create the flu from within by what? Over the Halloween season to the Thanksgiving season to the Christmas season, you overindulge. You abuse your body and your gastrointestinal system, and you upset your intestinal flora, the 70% realm of your immune system, to the point where you can't prevent, I don't know what you want to say, any sniffle from occurring. And you don't have to catch it. You don't have to be sneezed upon. The microbes in your own gut are pleomorphic. They will transform in an environment that has become corrupted due to an abuse of that environment, that gastrointestinal alimentary canal that is a rainforest teeming with billions, if you will, of microorganisms, more than you have cells in your body. And you want them to be happy, healthy, and symbiotic, working with each other for your digestion, for your immunity, for your neurotransmitters, for your endocrine health. And these people foisting the flu shot as a prevention for flu, much less anything else, are looking to poison your water hole. Don't let them do it. Don't let them get away with it. And even if they were to argue that, oh my gosh, you got a flu shot and you didn't have what we call the flu in that season, what has it brought about in your life? Chronic, debilitating, degradation, toxicological diseases. The acute response in those that can't methylate mercury in the childhood, they'll call it autism. Later in life, they'll call it Alzheimer's or MS or some other disease of neurological degradation brought about by the injection of toxic heavy metals, foreign RNA and DNA from the animal kingdom that are also part of these shots, and a whole host of other toxic chemicals in a soup that you wouldn't drink, you wouldn't feed to a baby, you should be arrested if you tried. Yet our pediatric community, still guilty of mass, if not outright genocide, the removal of these children from life, from fully engaging in life, by introducing these toxic metals via syringe. And it's disgusting to me. It should be disgusting to you. That's why, you know, again, we got the Reverend Lisa Joyce Goes coming on the bottom of the hour, talk about this issue, that which the Ronan Farrows of the world just can't seem to get through their intoxicated skulls. So, Ebola and flu shots, absolute nonsense. A flu shot doesn't even prevent the flu. How is it going to prevent Ebola? It's more than likely to precipitate a disease manifestation that you'll go into the ER and you'll say, I got my flu shot, and they'll say, okay, then it's not the flu, then it might be Ebola. Let's put you in quarantine. This is insanity. This is plain stupid.
It is.
That anybody is recommending this.
It is, and we can see through it, but heck, it's a great opportunity to promote flu shots, so don't let a crisis go to waste.
Yeah, no, let's not promote flu shots. Let's promote answering a question.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, kicking it off with a question of the day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Where's this one coming from? Super Don, do you see this one? This is about uterine fibroids. Why does he direct it to you? That's always funny now. He wants you to answer questions here.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't get it. Am I, like, projecting or emanating some kind of radio pheromones or something lately?
I don't know.
It's awesome. I mean, people are writing letters and saying, hey, Super Don, you're my hero, you know.
So what's the question? Dwayne is writing in. He says, you have the best show on radio, and I purchased your book, Unlock the Power to Heal. I've been telling a friend about you, and she has uterine fibroids. What would be a good natural protocol for that? Also, she has a hypothyroid situation. I told about my silver aloe protocol, which, of course, heals the gut. It's in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal. Please read it and apply it. It is quite extraordinary. Also, so hypothyroidism and uterine fibroids, thank you. You and Super Don are the best. See, there's the reference to Super Don. So I'd say, Super Don, what do you do for uterine fibroids? But you don't have any, do you?
What do I do? I listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's
excellent, excellent. Well, listen, we've got all kinds of endocrine disruptors coming in through the xenoestrogens of pesticides. We've got additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings. We've got the corrupted fats, not the essential fats. All of these things hampering our endocrine, and particularly the female endocrine system. And remember, the female system, the uterus, is designed to promote life, to grow something. And if you have a corruption of cellular integrity due to deficiency or toxicological proficiency, heavy metals and otherwise, you could end up producing aberrant tissue within the uterus, fibrous tissue, fibroids. So I'm going to go into some homeopathic medicine, so get ready to write down. I'm not going to have time to do it in this segment, so I'm going to bump this answer a little bit, because it's worth spending some time giving you some remedies, okay? So stand by for that. And if we can squeeze in another story about, how about soda? Soda can make you age as much as smoking? That's interesting. All right, stick around. Lisa Joyce Goes, the Reverend, is going to join us on this very special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is My Healing Ministry. Going to be joined by another healing minister, the Reverend Lisa Joyce Goes, from the Thinking Moms Revolution at the bottom of the hour. Stick around, ladies. Fibroids be gone after this break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas Brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you ever miss a show, yes, the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's available all over the world, right? Syndicated by GCN and, of course, heard around the world through naturalnewsradio.com and UK Health Radio, Stitcher Podcast, iTunes, Epic Times, Jerry Doyle's picking it up. Awesome. Lots more places that we even know. So no worries. Just tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here. RobertScottBell.com. Please say thanks to all those wonderful sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 6 days a week. That's all I ask. Now, going into the ladies. Ladies, we had a question from a man about fibroids and hypothyroidism. Couldn't finish it up in the first segment, so we're going to do that before we get to Lisa Joyce Ghost from the Thinking Moms Revolution. Also, Sacred Fire of Liberty, Jonathan E. Moore. We've got Dr. Charles Simone and Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty. We are loaded. Now, you don't want to be loaded with fibroids. I mentioned briefly some of the causative agents, the toxic poisons, the endocrine disruptors, the heavy metals, all of these manifesting in females in particular in aberrant growths within the uterus, these fibrous tissue, fibroids. Now, they're usually non-cancerous, but there have been cases where they've been cancerous tumors. And I have witnessed the, let's say, not as it happened, but after the fact, one particular one, I've shared this story before, that had a classic tumor, a round tumor with the hairs coming out that her body just rejected. It just came out of her because she was on a homeopathic treatment and organic diet, and she was cleaning up her life, and it just, the body said, bye-bye, you're gone, you're out of here, we don't need you anymore. Other times the fibrous tissue can be reabsorbed and dealt with in that way as well, another way. But what are we talking about here? We are talking about certain key remedies. Now, from an herbal perspective, there are a lot of great herbs, including the cohoshes, that are wonderful for female issues. Dr. Christopher's Hormonal Changes is another one of those that kind of balances from the plant kingdom that is really great. But there are other remedies, and many women in the cohosh will use a version of it that is homeopathic, like Semisifuga racemosa. How's that, Super Don, for some Harry Potter talk? That's a serious Latin name. Semisifuga racemosa.
That, I know. Yeah, that's a good, that one's kind of fun to say.
isn't it?
I got to learn that one.
Right, but there's a lot more, like pain associated with a fibroid, you know, PMS-type menstrual difficulty because the fibrous tissue is there and it hurts. There's a remedy called Viburnum, V-I-B-U-R-N-U-M, Viburnum. And I can't go into all of it. I don't have time to do that. But homeopathically, there are formulations that address the entire female endocrine system. They might be called menstrual formulas or PMS formulas. There's also menopause formulas for later. But King Bile has a lot of this available to you, or you can investigate further into picking single remedies. But suffice it to say, you've got to clean up what goes into your body. You cannot continually utilize plastic, you know, everywhere you go with this endocrine disrupting compound, BPA, et cetera, coming in through the plastifiers. And this is causing a great problem also on the issue of water, that we drink so much bottled water in our culture because we recognize the danger of toxic water. And you think, okay, spring water in bottles is better. But they load the bottles up as they're still outgassing. So the water might be clean, but once it goes in, the outgassed stuff from the plastic bottles is now in the water. So I urge you to look into the Echo Water, robertswater.com. Help neutralize those issues so you can bottle your own in glass, or maybe if you use a plastic bottle that is already outgassed, so you're not leaching additional things into that water. Now, he also asked a question about hypothyroidism. Selenium, 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 selenium. The thyroid needs so much selenium as well as iodine. Look into Dr. David Brownstein. He's also featured on the Quest for the Cures Continues, the truthaboutcancer.com, the series that's airing every night for 11 nights in a row. Check that out, please. Selenium is critical. Now, hypothyroidism, there's a difference between just kind of hypothyroidism because of selenium deficiencies and the over-reliance on the thyroid because the adrenals have already burned out. There's also the Hashimoto's scenario where it's autoimmune. And we've got to not only take the selenium, we've also got to take additional essential fatty acids. We've got to modulate the immune system because of the attack on the thyroid that has now been so corrupted due to deficiency and toxicity that the cells of the body, immune cells, are attacking it. And taking us out of autoimmunity is very challenging. It's not impossible. But if you have to rely on Synthroid, there's an interesting product that is still only available through doctor's prescription called Nature Throid that maybe could get you one step closer to a more natural form of reliance on an external sourced thyroid supplement. But ultimately, I'd like to see you not have to rely on that. But I recognize so many women have been hammered. And vaccines do play a role here. The mercury introduced into little baby girls is going to have an impact on endocrine function, thyroid function, also uterine health later in life. So undo all of that. There's a lot more to it. I don't have a lot more time to go in on that, so we're going to stick around here. I hope you will, because I'm excited to have the Reverend Lisa Joyce Goes from the Thinking Moms Revolution joining us, talking about the role of media in suppressing information and how we're making a big old dent. Stand by for that. Also, Jonathan Ebord, Norma Singleton, Dr. Charles Simone. And we got a lot of healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
All right, our guest joining us now. She's known as the Reverend. She's with the Thinking Moms Revolution. She's a super mom, and she really completes the healing ministry this afternoon on the Robert Scott Bell Show. She appeared recently on MSNBC with Ronan Farrow and took it to him, handed him his aspirin, if I can call it that way, to be polite. And her name? Lisa Joyce Goes. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me, Robert.
Well, thanks for being on with us, and great job on MSNBC. Not that many people watch that as a mainstream news organization outlet, but it still holds some level of street cred out there anytime you can get on those so-called mainstream networks.
Yeah, I mean, it was a bizarre experience. It was an experience worth having, and I think probably all of us at some point in the autism activism community consider it some sort of a victory when we get there, but I can say having been there and coming back, it's not all that.
No, it's not. The thing is about it, you didn't go halfway. You didn't go part way with the message, which was beautiful. I mean, we've talked on the air about different people appearing on that level of media and having to kind of modulate what they say for fear of never being invited back. I don't think you were concerned about that. Your purpose was to let the truth out, let these facts get out there, and I appreciate that so very much.
Oh, thanks. Well, and I think what's imperative for most people to understand right now, I think you know that there's quite a bit of unrest in the autism community. It seems as though I've been contacted by some journalists who are kind of on the outside looking in, asking, you know, what are you guys doing there? What's happening? It looks like the quote I received from one journalist was, it looks like you guys are autistic yourselves. Quote unquote, and I actually could understand where he was coming from the standpoint that I think if there's people outside looking at our community right now, they're wondering who the leaders are, who do I follow, what do I do? And I think really the way to address that successfully as our movement is to look at the fact that right now there really are no leaders. There are people who are doing the best they can with what they have. For instance, like with the MSNBC thing, I'm at a phase with my son where I'm up every morning at 5 o'clock driving him around because he's screaming. He's just, this is a highly infectious time for him. Everybody gets their shots. They shed. He becomes incredibly ill. It's just a very rough period of time. So I'm up every morning at 5 o'clock before my kids even get off and get to school, driving around with him so that he can kind of detox and my children can sleep.
Right.
My neurotypical kids. So
if people really understood, and again, that's why I encourage people to go to the Thinking Moms Revolution site, read the book by the Thinking Moms Revolution we can talk about as well, which you contributed, to understand they're actually, it's hard to comprehend unless you have a child in that so-called spectrum that's been injured by vaccines or other environmental insults or the combination of everything, but most directly via syringe. When somebody says, well, you all appear to be autistic, I mean, the brutal, not only the injury to the child, but to the family, to life as we know it, changes. So it's transformed in such a, it's hard to conceive. Absolutely
right.
Hard to conceive.
And the reason I bring up that point at this point in time is that I think there's a lot of people looking at our community right now and wondering what the heck is going on. And I do think it's just imperative that they understand that we are parents who are taking this on, not being paid, many of us, doing this because we understand. Someone said to me the other day, it would be a lot easier for me to listen to you if you would respect my opinion more. And this is a person who has not done the research at all whatsoever and actually has an affected child but doesn't know they have an affected child type thing. And my response to that was, if I see a bus coming for your kid and I see that bus driver is texting and not looking where he's going and I don't say something to you, was that the right thing to do in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
So all of us are stressed to the max, already dealing with, many of us, profoundly severe kids. All of these parents working overtime, not getting paid to get the message out there. And it's imperative that we all are able to realize that this is a horizontal leadership kind of thing that's going on here. Like, the Thinking Moms has so much success because we have one great leader. That was Helen Conroy. She's since stepped down, and now we have the amazing Megan Davenhall. But our organization, everybody is plugged in to what their talent is, doing what they do the best that they can do it. And, I mean, really, that is the best we can ask from our community at this juncture in time because, my gosh, it's working. That's what I want people to see. It's working. Going on MSNBC, I had a lot of people ask me and want to talk about how I was treated and the fact that I was treated poorly. And that was not my perception at all because I'm looking at the mainstream media as peacekeepers. They don't know what they're doing. They're just trying to keep it down. And our community, what we are doing in the autism community is we're peacemakers. We're going to come in and we're going to shake it up and we're going to make you look at the science. We're going to make you look at the medicine. We're going to make you look at the facts as we know them to be true. And 54% of our community now knows 54% of our children are chronically ill with autoinflammatory diseases that are incredibly serious. What is the genesis of that disease? How does it relate to all of the neurological issues our kids are having? this is a big issue, and we are trying to tackle it on top of our jobs, on top of parenting our neurotypical children, and taking care of our incredibly high-needs, special-needs kiddos.
Well, and much less trying to establish some semblance of a family stability. I mean, my goodness, it's hard enough with a lot of economic challenges for everybody, but you add that into the mix. And there's a hashtag here going around during the show with your appearance here on the Robert Scott Bell Show called hashtag parents do the work. What do you mean by that? What does that mean so people understand why that hashtag is going around right now?
Right. Well, I think I have some friends who are pregnant right now, and I said this is the ratio that you have to look at, 1 to 5. For every 1 hour you spend looking at paint colors and things for the nursery and burp cloths and all the fun things you buy for a baby, you have to spend 5 hours doing that research on nutrition, medicine, the genesis of epigenetic illness, neurological problems. You know, these are, and of course, that falls with vaccines. Vaccines fall into that body of research because we are, our focus is wrong. Our focus is wrong. So when I say parents do the work, I mean parents do the work for yourselves. It's no longer acceptable to walk into a doctor's office and be handed an MSD sheet that just screams rare. I mean, I saw one the other day as I was walking out of the grocery store, just a MSD sheet crumpled up. And so, of course, I knew some child that had just left the grocery store, gotten their shots that day. And I thought how misleading that is and how inappropriate it is that we look at that sheet. We're handed that sheet. Most of the time, I got my MSD sheets after my child had already gotten his shots. And then within 4 hours, descended the runny diarrhea that lasted for years, the eyes rolling into the back of his head, and, you know, the story that so many parents have told time and time again, their child then descends, they now have a neurological diagnosis as opposed to a legitimate medical diagnosis of a physical illness. So we're at emergency state. We have to fix this problem. And what I would encourage is for every parent who is involved is to view themselves as a person who is going to be an agent of change. Because right now it feels to me as though we're scrambling around looking for someone to lead us, looking for someone to take it home, looking for someone to make it happen, either on a congressional level or in the media. We are those people. We are the ones who are doing it. Just those of us who are sitting around in our full-time jobs or something else, like I'm a full-time mom, that's what I do. This is just, we're the ones who are going to do it. We're not going to get, you know, PhDs and degrees in how to address the media appropriately or how to, you know, public speak. That's not going to happen. We just have to roll up our sleeves, consider ourselves the ones making the difference, and go out into our communities and do it. We advocate at the Thinking Moms that for people who are not actually part of the Thinking Moms, we're originally an LLC, and there's 24 of us. And for people who want to be a part of this movement, just go to a library. Even if you start with 5 people or 8 people, rent a room in your library, talk about your experience, talk about what's happened to you, talk about what's helping your child get better. We all know that there are very many avenues to recovery, but the parents have to do the work in order to even realize that recovery is on the table.
Sure.
And that's, you know, most parents, I'm amazed at how many doctors I talk to and nurses. Who have children who are affected, and they're just in it's not possible. And the buzz has been about for so long now. We've not gone away. We've only gained momentum. We've only become more powerful. We're in every neighborhood. It's not just one of us in every neighborhood anymore. It's 2 or 3. And we know what we're talking about. And that has to, I think, I really would like at this point for us to all really view the significance of our own individual contribution to this movement. And again, instead of looking to other people to bring it home for us, the only way we're going to do it, could you imagine if a mother in every major city got a room at a library or at a restaurant and invited 8 people, and then soon that 8 turned into 20, and that 20 turned into 50.
Lisa, that this is a healing ministry, the concept of taking it into those churches, those synagogues, those mosques everywhere, to begin to acknowledge that we have a gift of life that is so very precious. This body is a temple, and it shall not be desecrated. And what is that? How do you define that in terms of spirituality or religious terms? Injecting it with toxic poisons begins to take on a different perspective or a different visual, if you will. And I think that wherever you're reaching out, wherever you are, wherever you work, you become that living example for others, because what you said is so profound and yet so simple that people overlook it. We cannot wait for someone to do it for us.
Mm-mm.
We have
no.
to, I have to, you have to, and you are doing it. The Thinking Moms are now sending this message out as well, and I'm grateful for that, is to step up and do that, because as we know, the mainstream pundits are never going to lead this charge. They follow
right.
the money first and foremost, until it's so uncomfortable that they're going to have to follow what has happened, or it will happen to their children. And then they
right.
will join us like some, and it's just a horrible way to have to do it. But we're trying
right.
to prevent this from happening in other children, much less help our own children in this way.
Yes, and there's such a vulnerability. That, I think, is the hardest part, and what I would like people who are observing us to really recognize. There is no more heinous reality. I have several very educated, erudite PhD friends who don't like it when I liken what's happening to the Holocaust. But I have a hard time finding any other event in history that is as profound and so related. I mean, what could be worse than taking the most vulnerable in the population mm-hmm. and harming them for
and assaulting
financial gain?
Them. It is a yeah. violent act to pierce the skin with toxic poisons of injection. Stick around. Lisa Joyce Goes from Thinking Moms Revolution sticks around till the top of the hour here. We've got Jonathan Emord coming up with the Sacred Fire of Liberty, Dr. Charles Simone, and Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty. So we got a lot to do.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
To RobertScoutbell.com. Special thanks and shout out to all of the thinking moms and those who don't know yet that they are thinking moms. Join the group and you can help out in even greater ways and be supported in your efforts as well. Also, a new nonprofit wing to thinking moms is called TeamTMR.org. We're on one more segment here with Lisa Joyce Goes, the Reverend. TeamTMR.org. What is that all about?
We are the nonprofit offshoot of the Thinking Moms Revolution. So when we originally began our LLC, we wrote the book under that. That was our 24 original members. We've spun off from that and created a nonprofit. So if parents go visit the site, they can write their grant in terms of figuring out what it is that they want to do. We don't only give one particular type of service. So if a parent is seeking, they want to do something with TACA, or if they want to try some sort of, if they want to do CD, whatever it is that they want to do, if they will come to us and let us know what area of recovery they want to pursue, what doctor they want to work with, we will work our hardest to find a way to fund that. We are not, you know, we don't receive salaries. We're not actually paid yet. Maybe one day that will happen, but right now we just want to focus so much on getting help for families. And for instance, one family we got to see Dr. Krigsman, that child is doing incredibly well. So it really is up to the parent to come to us and say, these are the things that I know are going to help my child. Can you help me fund it? And we'll do our best.
Well, it's a very important point, and you becoming that living example for others to reach out and help, not waiting for a government savior to one day fund it, even though it would be legitimate at this point because of the damage they participated in delivering to these children. But for now, helping each other out in this way is actually, you know, providing the mechanism by which we can stop the waiting. Somebody's going to come in, a Superman is going to come in and take us away from all of this and realize that we participated in our own demise and we can participate in our own recovery. And we must, in fact, and what this TeamTMR.org is doing is just that, reaching out, because none of this is really covered. Very rarely is this covered by any form of insurance, much less government demanded. Obamacare, as they call it. So we've got to take these steps. Also, we want to acknowledge the loss of one of the original Thinking Moms, Lisa. Can you give us some information about how we can help out that family?
Yes, our beloved Melanie Hamilton Baldwin. She just passed away. It started with breast cancer. It eventually spread to her bones and took her life. And she has a profoundly affected little man by the name of Luke. So if people visit our Facebook page and go ahead and like our page, right there the banner has the link of where you can go to help her family. So far we've raised, I believe it's about $24,000 to help her husband care for Luke. He's severe, severely impacted, tremendous amount of medical issues that he struggles with every day, self-injurious, lot of problems. So they desperately need help. Melanie homeschooled, and she took care of Luke every minute of the day. So her husband is left to do this on his own, and it's incredibly difficult. And just in and of itself, autism is difficult, but when a family is torn apart again because of severe, chronic, toxic autoimmune illness, it's just, it's heartbreaking. And it's happening to families all across the country.
Yes, yes. And if anybody wants to come out and meet me in Las Vegas, I've got two events that are coming up, public events. One, Saturday, the 15th of November at the Go Raw Cafe Eastside in Las Vegas. And then I'm going to broadcast live on Sunday morning, the 16th of November, 10 a.m. to noon. And I'll do a lecture, and that's going to be a naturally organic healing center. And I make this a part of every one of my presentations, just so you know, to give people some practical tips to get out of it, much less prevent it for those children who have not been harmed or assaulted yet in this way.
That's exciting stuff.
Yeah, and you know, anytime I can meet the thinking moms out there and support what you're doing, I feel blessed to be able to do that as well. The book's still available, Thinking Moms Revolution, I believe, .com. Is that correct?
Yes, thinkingmomsrevolution.com. And I just want to say, we can't thank you enough for what you are doing in terms of bringing true health and true food and true, you know, true medicine to our children, to our families, just getting the word out there. It's so profound and such important work, and we're grateful that you do it because all of us are better off as a result.
Well, it's very kind of you to say so. And you know, this is really, it's a spiritual quest on the biggest scheme, what we could call it, view of the world, right? When I talk about healing, and I talk about the freedom to heal, we got to recognize that the government has sort of taken spirit out of healing. Modern medicine has done the same, and because of that, they've divided people, and we've lost our way in that regard. Bring it back in, and you'll recognize you have the freedom to heal. You do not have to ask for permission where it's not required. And when it comes to healing and protecting your children, their permission is not required. Lisa Joyce Goes, God bless you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right, we've got some sacred fire of liberty to rekindle with Jonathan Emore next hour, Dr. Charles Simone, as well as Norm Singleton. So stick around for that after the news. In the meantime, remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.